Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is LSEC Publishing Radio, and I am your host, Teresa Banks. I'm very happy to be back on the air with you. You know, if I sound a little mellow right now, it's just because I woke up a short while ago, just getting the day started, just had a little water, and overall, I'm just feeling really good. So I hope that you are feeling great and you are looking forward to the day. Now, one thing I want to share with you real quick is that before I do each show, I put together a little script. I was pretty busy at work this week and had planned on doing the script this morning, but as I said, I just woke up a short while ago, so I had to rush and put my script together. I knew already what I was going to say, but I had to rush to put the script together. And I actually wrote it on an envelope, a business envelope that has a little plastic window on it. So I want to take a second and just let you hear the paper in this envelope. Listen. I know. I'm not, a true radio professional. But at any rate, I'm doing the best I can. So I do, as I said, have the information I'm going to share with you today, and I hope that this is a great segment for you. This is actually part five of a five-part series that I've been doing over the past few weeks. And through the course of this series, I have been sharing weight loss tips with you that I have been learning. I've been on two different programs at work on how to lose weight. It has truly been an interesting journey, and I thought along the way, why not get here on the air and have some segments where I could share with you some input on what I've been doing, so hopefully it'll help you as well. So I gave a disclaimer over the last few shows that I did, so I want to give my final disclaimer now that I'm not a medical professional, don't have any kind of medical background, I'm not a nurse or doctor or anything like that on the side, just someone trying to share and offer up input that with the hopes of getting that information, you can use it to improve yourself, to really strengthen and help your health. So I hope, again, that it has been beneficial. So to recap a little bit, the first four segments that were done already had varying titles. The very first segment was on unhealthy eating, and I shared with you on how I was raised on fried foods and honey. I named in that part one series all of the different things that I've ever fried in my life, anywhere from breakfast foods like sausage to dinner foods like pot roast that I start off frying before baking. So I told you about that adventure in life. And then in segment number two, I talked to you about how there was a switchover made and that if you're looking to lose weight, you have to start obviously eating healthy. And so I gave you suggestions and ideas on how to do that and really told you that you have to clean your refrigerator out. I mean, you can't have it with all these different foods that are really no good for you, and you have to turn around and replace them with the really good stuff. And the key areas that I had mentioned was fruits and vegetables, and I told you that I love the steamable vegetables that you can get now. You can literally just put them in the microwave, heat them up really quick, And I told you between that and using my Foreman grill, I can have a whole meal whipped up and prepared within like 10 or 15 minutes. So really, you can eat healthy if you truly want to. I also told you about a website that's available. It's called mypyramid.gov. And I talked about how on that site it goes over the food pyramid and the different areas of food that you're supposed to be eating, anywhere from grains to fruits to vegetables on out. And it has an area where you can print off a worksheet and actually track every day the type of foods that you're eating that are a part of that food pyramid. Again, the grains, the vegetables, the fruits, even the milk, and, of course, the meat that you're eating, as well as your physical activity. So I hope that by this point you've gone over to that website and you've checked it out. And, again, the name is mypyramid.gov. And then with segment three, I talked about fluid intakes, and I was trying to share with you that there are various calories, and a lot of the drinks that we have, like the sodas and the alcohol, and that we really want to switch up, and the preferred drink, of course, is water. It's one of the purest and the best for us and one that's truly necessary for the body. And I told you about milk, too, for our bones, to keep our bones healthy and strong. And, you know, if you're anything like me and you're one who really doesn't like to drink a whole lot of water truly, I told you, you know, kind of spice it up a little bit. Add maybe some lemon to it or some lime to help it go down. And I recently purchased what I think is a better squirt bottle as opposed to like the everyday ones where you just kind of sip almost like you're drinking from a glass of water. I love the squeeze bottles better because before you know it, you have taken in a whole lot of water, just kind of playing around with it. Almost feels like you're doing like a mouth rinse or something, like you do when you brush your teeth. So I really like the squirt bottle. So consider the way that you're drinking your water and taking in the healthier beverages, and that may make a difference where you're having more of them, like the juices, the decaf coffee, and the tea. And I told you with the coffee to be careful with what you're putting in it, the cream and the sugar. Maybe put in like some 2% milk instead of the cream to flavor your coffee if you need to. And be careful with places like Starbucks. And, oh, I love my Starbucks, my grande hazelnut mocha, for example. But with all of the things that they put in it, you know, the sugars, the, you know, the different things, the chocolate or whatever that they're adding to these drinks, it can really count almost as a meal. So you have to be careful with the type of fluid that you're having. And then the segment I did before this one, segment four, I talked about exercise. And I shared with you that there are different ways that you can exercise. I mean, it doesn't have to be the type of deal where you are committed to going to a gym. If that's something that you really don't want to do, that you can take on resistance bands, as I have done, and that truly even things like your daily chores count. And that the bottom line is that if you are looking to lose weight, you have to say to yourself that I need to move, because there is truth to what we hear constantly, that whatever you put into your body, the only way you're going to be able to get that out with all the calories you've taken in is by moving and is by exercising. So make sure that you are certainly doing that. And the key thing to remember is that your effort counts, you know. I mean, losing weight is really, really hard. But you have to say to yourself that, you know, I'm determined to reach my goal. And, you know, as long as there are no medical reasons that could be holding you back from losing weight, that you have to just stay focused in doing so. And every effort that you make in which to do that. I mean, if today you say, hey, you know, I don't feel like working out a whole 30 minutes, doing it 20 is fine, or even 15 is fine, just to, again, keep yourself in a position where you are constantly working out and that you don't get back to a spot where you're slowing yourself down. Now, today's segment is all about stay motivated, and this, I think, is one of the most challenging topics to talk about because first and foremost, there are different things that motivate us and that keep us going at doing things. And I know that you have to say to yourself in order to stay motivated, what type of things even motivate me? And when you ask yourself that question, is it, for example, being able to spend more time with your children and, you know, kind of chasing them around or having fun or being a participant in activities with them? Or are you the type of person where you have some kind of medical issue and you're trying to keep that in control, let's say diabetes, for example, that you want to make sure that your numbers stay where they need to and your levels stay where they need to, that is your motivating factor? Or if you may be the kind of person where you say, hey, I want to look better, I want to feel better in my clothes, then let that be your motivator. I know for me, it was all about staying healthy and wanting to be healthy, not just growing older and not feeling like I'm 100 years old, but actually feeling like I'm okay and that I have energy. And also realizing that if nothing else, I can work a program and letting that be my motivating factor. I mean, I may not have had a great track record in losing weight in the past, I've told myself. But when it comes to having a mindset that this is something that I want to do and having a plan in which to do it, I can work that. I could do that. So that has been my key motivating factor. So I think in order to stay motivated, the first step is you need to understand and figure out what motivates you and let that be your driving force. Also, under the umbrella of staying motivated, our final segment and topic today, ask yourself, how do you feel? I mean, really, how do you feel? Let that be something that keeps you going. I mean, do you feel like you can just get up and go now? You don't have the same kind of aches and pains that you had before, maybe before you had restless leg syndrome, as they call it, or you felt like you were tired all the time, but now that you set yourself on a different program and you've decided you're going to lose some weight, that you feel much better, you feel healthier, you're breathing easier, your numbers, like your blood pressure numbers, are going down. I mean, how do you feel? That should be something that keeps you motivated. And then another thing, too, is in regards to the scale. And I know there are some people that may say, you know, I really can't see the scale being a motivator. Well, you know, if you are that type of person, then initially skip it. I mean, if you're going to be staying motivated and keeping to the changes that you're trying to make here, and the scale is not your friend right now, then just skip it. After you've taken your initial number and you know your starting point, just skip it for a few weeks or at least a few days and not even look at it. Then that way you won't even know what your numbers are, and hopefully you'll be dropping weight so that when you step back on it again, you'll be surprised at what you've done. And I know something that I did with my scale is I actually put a face on it. I bought some little eyeballs, some of those little googly eyeballs from a craft store, and put a little face on my scale to make it seem like it's more my friend, we're buddies, and that it's trying to help me and give me some information I can use. Sometimes it gives me good information, like I've dropped some pounds, and sometimes it tells me I need to work harder the next day because my weight has either stayed the same or maybe I've increased by a pound or two. So I'm trying to be friends with the scale, and I suggest that you do the same as well. And again, remember, it's not all about the scale anyway. It's not about the scale. When you're on this type of journey, it has to be all about other things. Like let's say your waist size, or you can make it about your cholesterol numbers dropping. Make it about something else, but don't make it about the scale. That way, again, that'll help being be a motivating force. Now, a couple of other areas under staying motivated. I want to tell you to progress slowly. I mean, sometimes we want to see the weight just peel off of us, right? We want to see immediate results, even though we may be the type of person who's put the weight on and it's been a number of different years. We still want it to fall off quick. We want to hop on some kind of fad diet, or we want to have some kind of surgery and just be done with it. Well, you know, a lot of times it's better to just progress slowly. And I've been sharing with family and with friends, just start with a meal at a time, because you're trying to make this a lifestyle change. So just start with breakfast, for example, and just say, first of all, I'm going to have breakfast to get my day started, and so I don't have some huge meal at lunch or dinner because I didn't eat. And I'm going to start with just breakfast being healthy, maybe having a little Canadian bacon or a boiled egg and a couple slices of toast, for example, and let that be my starting point. So you have to do it just one meal at a time and log things along the way, because that way you'll be able to really see how well you're doing. Put down a log on what you're taking in as far as your food is concerned and your drinks and how much exercising you're doing. As I mentioned earlier, that mypyramid.gov site has a great great worksheet that you can print off. Use that and log it. And I tell you, when you start logging, once you really start logging, you're going to say to yourself, you know, I don't even want to put down, or I don't even want to write down, I had a whole bag of Doritos. I mean, you start really holding yourself accountable when you're logging. So definitely take that to heart. Something else to mention is to reward yourself. Set little reward areas along the way. And I don't mean reward yourself with food. I mean, don't say, for example, woo, I'm doing good. I think I know what to do now to lose some weight. I have dropped a few pounds. I'm just going to go ahead and order me some rib tips. Or I'm going to take myself out to dinner. Don't reward yourself in that way. Find other ways to reward yourself. I know when I dropped my first 10 pounds, for example, the reward that I gave to myself was some T-shirts. I love the show The Biggest Loser. And I went onto their website and ordered some of their T-shirts from that site. And that was my first reward. So set little areas. For you, it could be the first 5 pounds lost. It could be the first 10 pounds lost. But at different points along the way, say, I'm going to reward myself, and you figure out what the reward should be. You know, I mean, you may be able to do something a little bit more elaborate. You might be able to say, you know, after I've dropped 10 pounds, I'm going to go on a little weekend vacation or something. I mean, whatever it is you'd like it to be, put that together, and then as you reward yourself, again, it will truly be a motivating factor. Now, a couple of other areas I want to mention here in regards to staying motivated. You need to get support. You know, a lot of times we think to ourselves that we could just drop the pounds, we don't need any input from anyone, but it really helps when you have your family with you, cheering you on, and your friends cheering you on, and you have maybe a program you're a part of, like Weight Watchers, or you've started with yoga, or you are into step aerobics or something. Get some kind of support. Even online support can be beneficial. That way, you'll be able to share with others how you're doing, how you're progressing, and they'll be able, in return, to give you encouragement along the way. And then one last area that I really want to mention, I want to focus on a little long here, is in regards to understanding setbacks that are definitely going to happen and how to stay motivated when you are experiencing setbacks. I mean, you have to think about what are the causes and the fix. As you're on your weight loss journey, and let's say you have some good days and you have some bad days, really look at the days that you had that were bad and say to yourself, you know, what brought this on? Why was this a ugly day where maybe for breakfast I did well, but for lunch I went to, let's say, KFC's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or I went to Popeye's or McDonald's. And then, you know, maybe since I messed up at that point for dinner, I went to Arby's and had something, or I went to my favorite Mexican or Chinese restaurant or something. Why did that happen? I mean, really think about why it happened, because until you understand what's causing the different setbacks that you experience when you are having weight loss issues, the harder it is to fix them because you won't know and understand the cause. I talked to someone, and I've listened to a number of different discussions, weekly chats that I'm a part of on weight loss, and I've heard people mention their friends and family can be causes of their setback, that they may be at, let's say, a friend's house or a family member's house, and that person's cooked, I don't know how much food. Let's say they went to a family member's house. It's like a pot of chitlins on the stove and let's say some green beans or string beans, as I used to call them growing up. Some string beans also that's been cooked and they are just soaking around. Some salt pork or some pig's feet has been prepared, or, you know, you put together some kind of meal yourself for others, and you're now faced with, should I even eat it, with apple pies and all this stuff. And you really have to say to friends and family that, you know, I'm a part of lifestyle changes now, and, you know, I can't have this. I can't eat this. I mean, even if you have to bring your own food sometimes to events, or if you decide to sample, to just have a little bit, really say to yourself and say to them what you're doing. Sometimes you have to share that information so that they don't sabotage the program that you're on. So make sure that you face family and you face friends so that that won't become a setback for you. You also want to really challenge your emotions, because your emotions can be a setback. I mean, every day, every week, we have things as just being human beings in everyday life that we have to face. It could be things, for example, that we don't expect, something that happens with school. Let's say we're taking a class and we're just overwhelmed, or we're feeling stressed out about some event that's going on, or we just had a family member who passed away. I mean, whatever those things may be, you have to address that and say, as a result, am I an emotional eater, where I'm constantly pulling over on the side of the road and getting things at a fast food restaurant or something true to my emotions? Or because I'm an overnight grazer who, you know, I'll open up the refrigerator and just get something in the middle of the night, again, based on my emotions and how I'm feeling. You really want to challenge those things. And if you are the type who is, you know, constantly eating in your car, or eating in the middle of the night, or eating because of some kind of emotional dealings that's going on, then make sure that you always have healthy things with you. You know, have healthy things that are in the fridge. So if your emotions get the best of you and you race to the refrigerator to grab something, you're forced to grab an apple to snack on because that's all that's in there. Or you're forced to grab some turkey and fix a sandwich because the turkey that's in there is 98% fat-free or something. Make sure you have healthy goods in there. And when you're driving around, make sure you fix yourself something and take it with you. I know now when I drive around and I'm out and about, especially for long periods of time, hours at a time, I'll have some fruit in the car with me. I'll have some bananas maybe, or some apples. I've heard people mention sugar-free gum they'll have with them. Because when you have these snacks with you, you are truly less likely to stop at some fast food place or, again, eat the type of things you shouldn't be eating. So definitely give that a try. And then say to yourself that, you know, if I do have a setback, and let's say it happened at lunchtime, then at dinner I'm going to start over. You don't have to have a setback and say, okay, I've ruined the whole day. You know, I had a setback at breakfast, now the whole day is just ruined. I'm just going to eat wrong the whole day. Don't let that be you. If you have a setback, then whatever that next meal is, let it be a good meal and just start completely over, because it doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing type deal. You don't have to say to yourself that, you know, I have to do everything right. Everything has to be completely right for me to be successful. You can progress slowly again, as I said earlier, and you can start over in areas where you need to. So with all of that said, this now completes everything that I wanted to share with you at this point in regards to the weight loss tips. And to give a quick report in regards to where I am, I've now lost 13 pounds. I have 7 more pounds that I want to lose. That would put me at my initial goal weight of dropping 20 pounds. And it's really exciting to have the weight come off, and especially have it come off when you think, oh, this is just not going to happen. I mean, you really do start feeling so good when you're eating healthy and doing right by yourself. And I have to tell you, there was a day, I remember it so well, it was a few days ago, where I did have a relapse, as I call it. And I did say to myself, man, you know, I need to have a little piggy day, you know, because when I started, I just did it drastically. I was like, I'm just going to cut out everything, all the fast foods, all the fried foods, have a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, be healthy. I just started everything. And I had a day where I was like, you know, I really need something greasy. I really need something that's a little fattening today, a little unhealthy today. And I can't remember at this point what it was. I know I logged it and went back and understood it later. But at that particular time, I went ahead and ate all of that stuff. And I have to tell you that my body felt like I was poisoning it. Because when you keep eating healthy and you have placed yourself in a routine of doing so, and then you have periods of eating unhealthy, your body will start fussing with you about it. Your body will be upset with you over it. Because you will have made that lifestyle change. And now when you eat something that you know yourself you shouldn't and you put it in your body anyway, your body starts rejecting it, almost like a sore it's trying to fix when you've been wounded, almost like it needs to just rush and get through all the mess and crap you just put in it. Your stomach may feel upset. You may feel sick. I know in my case, I felt like I was slowing down just from the one bad meal that I had. I felt like I was sluggish and couldn't even move. So I can't stress enough that this journey is worth it. And as we get older and older, we don't have to feel like we're slowing down. We can really put our bodies in a position where we still feel good as we are climbing towards our older years. Now, as I wrap things up today, I want to thank you so much for listening. I'm going to schedule more programs that are out there in regards to various topics. So I look forward to having this show go on and on for a really long time. I want to thank you all for your continuous support, all of the emails and the messages through Facebook and MySpace. Please keep them coming. Make sure you become also a friend of the show by going to blogtalkradio.com/ElaSec. ElaSec is spelled ElaSec. Drop me an email also. I have some classes that are coming up. I'm becoming a published author and surviving a layoff that I don't want you to miss. So please drop me an email at mailtobanks@AOL.com to learn more information about those classes and also to tell me about anything that's on your mind that you'd like to share. That email address is spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. And I also want to remind you to pick up copies of my 4 books that are available on Amazon.com, and I do have book number 5 on the way that I'm currently putting together. I look forward to putting that out real soon. The 4 books that are available now on Amazon are Woman of Integrity, Becoming a Published Author, Barrenhood, and Surviving a Layoff. So certainly order those books today. Thank you again for listening. Take care, all, and get that weight down. I wish you all the best. God bless.